Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good. I guess my first question is, was this vote by the Board of Regents, was it hastened by the leak of the study about the possible move?
I don't think so. From what I understand, this was, you know, they'd been talking about this for a while. Obviously, the study had been done, you know, over the past year. So I think it just wasn't out there. So while it seems like, you know, maybe it was a quick decision, I think for those people who were involved in it, this has been going on for, you know, some time. But they just did not, it was not made public.
Lori, I think one of the things that you point out in your piece at current.com is that you're right. I mean, University of Hartford's facing some dire straits when it comes to, for example, are certainly difficult straits when it comes to enrollment. I mean, it's down considerably since, let's say, 2000, since, you know, whatever. It's right. Down. Nobody's going. Well, everybody's right. Going, but I mean, you know, come on. But yeah.
Right. Well, what's interesting to me is, I mean, I think a lot of colleges and universities are you know, struggling
yes.
right now, and obviously due to the pandemic. That just exacerbated it and made it a lot worse. And speaking of the pandemic,
right.
But I think that there's just been a lot of, I don't know if I want to say turmoil, but you know, there hasn't been, like, their athletic director at University of Hartford has changed a couple of times.
Right.
You know, in the last few years, I believe they currently have an interim athletic director. You know, so there's not. I don't know that the stability has been there to continue to grow these kind of programs, you know, and continue to fundraise and,
right.
you know, that sort of thing. I mean, I covered University of Hartford women's basketball for years. And I remember when Casey Jones was there and he was right. out fundraising, you know, they would bring him out and bring him places and he would talk to people and that's how they raised money. And I mean, I believe it was a different time back then. I mean, I'm talking mid-2000s, so.
Right.
You know, obviously, the economy was different and that sort of thing.
Right.
But I just believe that's part of it. And also, if you look at, there's other schools in Connecticut. I mean, New Haven is considering going D1, you know? So
wow.
They're obviously doing something right. They're D2 right now. Sacred Heart, I was just reading a story from my friend Jerry DeSimas, who covers wrestling. They're adding a women's wrestling team, a Division
right.
I women's wrestling team at Sacred Heart. Okay, they're doing well. So, you know, there's schools in Connecticut that are doing really well.
And it's, you know, obviously Quinnipiac, I don't think makes much money, but they're all in
yeah.
on a lot of D1
really,
stuff and hockey
yeah.
and hoops and everything else. Yeah. A couple quick logistical things before I get into the actual men's basketball team, which is part of the uproar, really, with their success and the timing mm-hmm. of it. How does this work? If they're going to switch to Division III, can you give us a bit of sense of the timeline and what happens to scholarship athletes?
Last night, what they sent to me, they said that they were going to honor the scholarships of the current athletes and the coaches' contracts right now. And I think it was, I have to go back and read my story. I believe they submit a formal request to the NCAA
right.
January 2022. And this, the reclassification would be not later than September 2025. So it's quite a ways off, you know, from, you know, it's not like they're going to switch next year.
Okay, you know? So you go to the men's team. If Coach John Gallagher, who clearly could be a D1 coach at another school, is his. So what does he do? And then what do the players do? We know the transfer. We've talked about a lot on the show that the transfer opportunities for college basketball is different. It's easier to transfer. Right. So is there going to be a massive exodus here?
There could be. I don't know. I haven't talked to John Gallagher yet. So
do you think there will be?
It's entirely possible.
Do you think there will be?
Well, I know a lot of people aren't happy. I talked to one of the players last night who's graduating, Tracy Carter, and he hadn't even heard about it.
Oh, God.
What a great kid, too.
He was stunned. Like, he was just I felt bad, and I was breaking the news to him.
Oh, geez.
I think there's a lot of anger at the, I don't know if you want to call it lack of transparency, but that this was kind of sprung on people. Nobody really knew
about it.
And I think that's where a lot, you know, there was no, people weren't allowed to participate in the process that, you know, maybe the athletes or the coaches or whatever. It was not something, you know, the university just said, we're going to do this. And they did it. And I think that's where a lot of the anger and that comes from.
We're talking to Lori Ryan, by the way, who's with the current.
Riley,
I'm sorry, who's with the current. You know, here's the deal. If you go Division III, then you've got all these kids. Number one, University of Hartford, as I understand it, it's not a cheap school when it comes to tuition, room and board and all that.
Mm-hmm.
These kids lose that, I would guess, or it's certainly reduced. So, you know, can they even afford to stay at the school?
Right. Well, and I think, too, I don't know the mechanics of the Division III, you know, athletics as well as I should. But I believe there is still some sort of, you know, I mean, you look at I'm not even going to athletics, but going back to like the general population, if you go to Hartford, a lot of people get aid anyways, quote unquote aid. So, you know, it's not like people are paying full tuition to go there, not just athletes, but everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think that's going to continue over to, you know, when it goes to the Division III model as well. So I don't know, you know, and the interesting thing last night was I talked to one of the Board of Regents members, and she said it was not strictly a financial decision, which I found very interesting because the whole time they've been talking that this is a financial decision.
So then what was it? Then what would it involve?
She didn't elaborate. She didn't really say, you know, beyond that. So she said, I don't think I would characterize it as strictly a financial decision. I think the board felt this was a better path for long-term success of the university.
Financially. I mean, if she doesn't offer up an alternative reason, it's
gotta
hard.
Say that's it.
It's,
well, the whole time it's been financial. So why all of a sudden it's not financial?
Well, that's my whole point is, like, intellectually, when you look at it from a distance, it makes sense. You save $10 million and the school needs the money. Yeah. And why not? You know, it's funny. Morgan Valley, you know, obviously Shea Ralph going to Vanderbilt left an opening, I wonder if Morgan Valley saw the tea leaves and decided to, you know, she was a coach there and she went to UConn, and man, she saved herself a lot of angst.
Sure.
Well, and you know, just one other program that's kind of stepped up recently, still Division III, and that of course University of St. Joseph. I suppose this doesn't affect them at all.
There's another school that's been, and see what they did was they invested in athletics. They hired Jim Calhoun. Put you on the map. Get you publicity. Now they have a brand new their athletic center. I haven't been over there. I went over there once in February, but they have a whole new, you know, it's like an addition to their athletic center now, and it was gorgeous. So, you know, there's money out there. It's just you got to find it. And also, I know it's hard. It's not easy, but like if that's your job.
If you want to use D1, it'll be a loss leader. If you want to use it to recruit and boost enrollment and maybe fundraise, that's what you do. And University of Hartford made the cost benefit analysis, says it does not work for them. So that's ultimately the decision. Lori, thank you so much for the early rise here and giving us some clarity on this story.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Lori Riley from the Hartford Current. I mean, I think that's the key. I mean, these schools, New Haven, St. Joseph, they're not going to make money off being D1 if Joseph's isn't, but they're not going to. Quinnipiac's not going to make money, but you do it to raise the profile of the school.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.